Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Senators Elton, Hoffman, Torgerson, and Terrio are excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Dr. Paul Barron, pastor of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You have written our names in pencil and have given to us the gift of this day. In the springtime of this Senate session, we thank you for leadership entrusted, responsibilities that beckon, and the opportunity to serve the people of this great state. Save us from simply selling ourselves to small, self-centered interests, from petty power struggles, or from merely putting in our time. Stretch us to put service ahead of self, principles ahead of personal popularity, and the well-being of the whole diverse people of Alaska ahead of those in our district alone. Give us courage to be leaders of unquestionable integrity, wisdom to listen to the quiet voices, and the flexibility to change, to grow, and to compromise. This I pray in the name of Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. Amen.
Senator Lincoln, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Donnelly?
We have a brief at ease.
Senator, will stand at ease. Will the Secretary please? Senator Cowdery. There's objection, Senator Donnelly.
Yeah, I'd move in national consent that the motion be amended to also add to the journal the following statement. The prayers offered in the Senate are with the deepest respect for the religious beliefs of each person here, every Alaskan, every American, and of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. It's a motion to amend the motion to add that to the journal.
Senate will stand. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Donnelly?
Mr. President, I'll withdraw the motion at this time. I seek to introduce a sense of the Senate motion at some later time.
Thank you, Senator Donnelly. The motion is the spreading the prayer in the journal. Senator Davis?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
The motion was already before us. Senator Cowdery had moved, and so that is out of order, but the prayer is before us, and there is no objection to the adoption of the prayer, so the prayer will be spread in the journal. Madam Secretary, would you please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative days.
Mr. McJordan.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals, as certified by the Secretary, be approved.
Without objection, the journals as approved by the Secretary, certified by the Secretary, are approved. That brings us to the introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today to introduce an old friend, a friend that has worked with me and with many in this body on issues blind for at least the last 10 years or more. I think it's more than that. His name is Bill Craig. He's from Sitka, Alaska, and he has been one of the primary movers and shakers in this state, organizing and working with the people out of Fairbanks, and especially Sandy and the folks out of Anchorage. And Bill is here and will be coming around to your offices to talk to you about issues that affect the blind in this state and the seeing impaired. He helped me in welcoming Bill Craig.
Guest, Senator Austin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two guests I'd like to introduce today. First, one is in the Grove Alley, a potential of mine from Kodiak. She's the president-elect of the National Association of Social Workers, the Alaska chapter. She also runs the DYFS office in Kodiak for many, many years. I'd like to introduce and have you help me welcome Cece Esparza. In the Ziegler Gallery behind me, Mr. President, is another constituent of mine down here doing work for the borough. She is the mayor of the Kodiak Island Borough. Please help me welcome Gabriel Ledoux.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also would like to introduce some special guests that's here for the board members for the National Association of Social Workers.
and a couple of these are not in my district, but they are, senators are not present, so I'm going to introduce them also. They are all over in the Grove Gallery, and I would like for them to stand as I call their names. We have with us the treasurer of the association, Mary Ann Mills from Juneau. We also have South Central Regional Representative Leslie Bennett from King Cove. And from Anchorage, there's a student representative that's present, and her name is Sheila Fitz. I would like you to help me welcome them. Also, there's one other student I didn't call the name, and her name is Sarah Lewis, and forgive me.
Senator Wilkins. Thank you, Mr. President. Fairbanks has the honor this year of having the president of the National Association of Social Workers, and she's joined us in the Grove Gallery today. I wonder if the Senate would please welcome her to Juneau, and her name is Ms. Sharon Bullock.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Steve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have introduced two young men visiting the floor as guest pages, visiting their brother, Stephen Perrin, who's also a page from my district. We have here Chase Perrin, who's 14, is a freshman at Diamond High. He enjoys all sports, except for hockey, which does not rank well here. And he works at the Tasty Freeze, and he aspires to be a writer someday. Also joining us is Kyle Wahali, age 15. Kyle is also a freshman at Diamond High. He enjoys snowboarding and aspires to be a computer programmer. Please welcome two young men. Thank you.
Senator Ward. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to introduce one of these members' wives, who's over in the Ziegler Gallery, with a little background with it a little bit. Juanita Cowdery is somebody that had a birthday on February 1st and wasn't here, so I couldn't do this at that time, but I'd like to introduce her with her permission. Juanita is 6 years older than her husband, John, whose birthday is the 11th of February, and has a great deal of logic to her, and probably that's what those years have done to her, because when she used to babysit myself along with my brothers, she had the wisdom to know that when I told her that it was my brother's fault that things happened, she said, that is good, and she knew and understood that. And for that, she's always had a special spot in my heart, because she was smart enough to know that I was innocent on all of those things. And so we can sure, at this time, welcome Juanita Cowdery, and also happy birthday, Juanita.
Further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 1st, stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 35, amended by Representatives James, Coghill, Wilson, Hayes, Lancaster, and Fate, relating to urging the United States Congress to amend the tax code to permanently repeal the estate tax.
State Affairs.
CS for House Bill Number 263, Resources, by the House Resources Committee, an act relating to water quality standards applicable to flow through hot springs.
Resources.
Those are all the messages from the House today.
Communications.
The following reports are on file in the Office of the Senate Secretary. Alaska Court Systems Travel and Compensation Report for calendar year 2001 from Stephanie Cole, Administrative Director, in accordance with AS2220037. State of Alaska 2001 Compensation and Travel Report of Executive Positions from Jim Duncan, Commissioner, Department of Administration, in accordance with AS3705210. Alaska Legislature 2001 Salary and Business Expense Report from Pam Varney, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency, in accordance with AS2410120. Those are all the communications today, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction to Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 33 by Senator Osterman, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting the rate of state income and sales and use taxes.
Judiciary and Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction today.
Introduction to Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 275 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the establishment of a research and development program for excellence in the public schools of this state, relating to grants for the improvement or enhancement of school performance and providing for an effective date.
Pass the CNRA and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 276 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to increasing the base student allocation and the maximum amount of quality school funding grants for public schools, changing the name of quality school funding grants to learning opportunity grants, relating to the reduction of supplementary public school funding and providing for an effective date.
Pass the Finance.
Senate Bill Number 277 by Senator Osterman, an act relating to the definitions of floating fisheries business and shore-based fisheries business for the purposes of the fishery business tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 278 by Senator Torgerson, an act requiring a good faith effort to purchase property before that property is taken through eminent domain and providing for an effective date.
CNRA and Judiciary.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations, honoring Willard and Beverly Dunham, the 50th wedding anniversary, honoring Jody Burcham, Olympic torchbearer, honoring Mary Alice Jones, 89th birthday, honoring Billy W. Harris, in memoriam Trooper James A. Mullen, in memoriam Paul Shimakonis, Mr. Birchwood.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the 6 citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 278. That's the bill just introduced today involving purchase of property and requiring good faith effort.
Without objection, Senator Taylor will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 278. Senator Phillips.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate.
Without objection, Senator Phillips will be excused from the call of the Senate on personal business on February 8th. Further unfinished business. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, February 15th, and the afternoon of Friday, February 22nd, on state business.
Without objection, Senator Stevens will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, once a year is always a joyous time to celebrate a birthday, and we have in our midst a page with a birthday. Dan Ryerson is 23 today, I understand, and Dan is from Juneau, and he's over here, and I have been told that the Sergeant-at-Arms and Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms and the other pages are going to lead us in a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday, so we stand and sing to Dan as he blesses.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dan. Happy birthday to you.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 6th.